WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, stoicism seekers and life lovers. Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of ancient wisdom and a whole lot of modern sass. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that's plagued humanity since the dawn of time, holding on to past hurts. You know that feeling when you trip over an old memory, replaying it like a broken record in your mind? Yeah, not exactly a recipe for inner peace, right? But guess what? Modern stoicism isn't about burying our emotions or pretending they don't exist. It's about understanding them, acknowledging them, and then letting go, naturally, like water flowing downhill. Because clinging to past hurts is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. Every step you take becomes harder, your view gets blocked, and you miss out on the beauty of the present moment. So, how do we ditch that emotional baggage? Here are five key takeaways to help you liberate yourself from the shackles of the past. First up, acceptance. This isn't about saying what happened was okay, but rather acknowledging that it happened. Just like refusing to acknowledge a broken leg won't make it heal faster, denying your hurt feelings only prolongs the pain. Embrace those emotions, name them, and then, let them go. Think of it like this. You wouldn't hold onto a wilted flower, right? You'd appreciate its beauty while it lasted, and then gracefully release it to make space for something new. Next, focus on what you can control. We often get stuck ruminating over things we can't change, past events, other people's actions, even our own perceived mistakes. It's like trying to catch smoke in your hands. Instead of fighting the wind, focus your energy on what you can influence, your thoughts, your reactions, and your choices moving forward. You got this. Thirdly, cultivate gratitude. Ever notice how focusing on the good stuff can make even a rainy day feel brighter? It's true. Practicing gratitude shifts your perspective from what's missing to what you already have. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a heartfelt conversation, or simply the fact that you woke up today with another chance to make it amazing. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a dear friend going through a tough time. We all stumble and fall sometimes, but it's how we pick ourselves back up that matters. Remember, you're not defined by your past mistakes, but rather by your willingness to learn, grow, and become a better version of yourself each day. Finally, seek support when you need it. You don't have to go through this alone. Lean on trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist. Sometimes just talking about what's bothering us can help release the weight we've been carrying. And remember, there's no shame in asking for help. It takes courage and strength to reach out. Ever feel like you're stuck replaying a past argument, a hurtful comment, or a painful experience? It's so easy to get caught in that loop, but what if I told you there's a way to break free? Picture this. You're walking through a beautiful forest, sunlight filtering through the leaves, birds singing sweetly. A sudden gust of wind throws a handful of fallen leaves at your feet. You could let them stick around, tangled and weighing you down, or you could simply brush them off and continue your journey with lightness and grace. Letting go of past hurts is like that. It's about acknowledging the leaves, the emotions, accepting their presence for what they are, and then choosing to move forward unburdened. This isn't about forgetting, either. It's about remembering with clarity and compassion, understanding how those experiences shaped you, and then allowing them to fade into the background without dictating your present or future. Remember, you have the power to choose how you react to life's challenges. Embrace the wisdom of stoicism, let go of the weight of the past, and step confidently into a brighter, more fulfilling future. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little dose of modern stoicism. And as always, keep those stoic vibes high. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep on rocking that beautiful life you were born to live.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.